The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Thanksgiving week. And boy, do we have a lot to be thankful for in the great state of North Dakota, huh? We have plans for a fun, family-oriented Thanksgiving later this week. And welcome to another hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio talk show on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you, the fine listeners of this program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550. Slap that on your speed dial in your favorite so you can join us with the touch of a button. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here to take your questions and comments in this hour. So any questions or comments you have, certainly welcome those, either by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or by that very telephone number that I gave you, 800-228-0550. Before we get to Ron, we do have a couple calls left over that wanted to weigh in on common core issues. We chatted with Jim Casper, District 46 Republican, who is going to be introducing some legislation on Common Core in the next legislative session. So we'll get those folks a chance to weigh in on that issue, get to Ron Ness, and then welcome more calls as well on the program we call What's on Your Mind Today. Todd Mitchell's off. It's yours truly, Scott Hamlin, today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Give you a number before the end of the hour where you can get a two-for-one special, too, coming up today on the program. Jerry and Moorhead, what do you want to say about Common Core?
Yeah, I think a lot of things about Common Core are great. I mean, having the standards that says a kid in California, a third grader in California, should have the same math skills as a third grader in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, wherever, that's fine. But when you come to changing the math, the way the math structure is, I don't think too many people are going to be standing in line at the checkout waiting 15 minutes for their change to be counted out using Common Core technique.
Good point, Jerry. Cindy Bismarck, your take quickly. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm just so glad you're bringing this to the attention of as many people as you can. I think that we need to get the word out to more people because I will still come across many parents and ask them what they think about Common Core, and their response to me is, well, what's Common Core? I haven't heard of that. So I think it's very important that we get some grassroots open forum kind of meetings out, or just more programs on the radio telling what this multi-headed dragon is all about and looking at the different facets of it as where is the money coming from? Why does the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have so much money invested in this? What's their motive on this? Because they are getting something back. And as you know, every child that takes an assessment test has to have a Chrome computer or some type of computer that will allow them to take that assessment test. Teachers don't have direct access to the information that the students will be taking on that test. They have samples that they're able to take. So we really don't know what our kids are being tested on, nor are we given those results because the teachers are not going to have those results either. Anyway, you had a caller that wanted to know where to get some more information. I have a couple of websites that are very good. If he has not looked at the Google site for Jane Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, it will give him a quick overall of what Common Core is and all the different facets of why we should be concerned about it. She is from the Pioneer Institute and American Principles Project. They wrote a white paper on this, and it goes into more detail on that. But it will give you a quick little overview on that website. Another excellent website is the Cardinal Newman Society. They have reams and reams and reams of information that anybody can go to, and you can download whatever you want to read, and it will give you enough information for months to kind of just give you what you are most interested in, pull it off, and read it.
Sounds good, Cindy. Thanks for the suggestions, and you can be confident this issue is going to get a lot of attention, especially now that it will be part of the legislative session. Al Carlson actually told us he thinks it will be one of the big issues of the upcoming legislative session. So all these issues certainly will be dug into. Appreciate those calls. Wanted to give those folks who have been waiting a while to weigh in a chance to do that since we didn't get to them in the last segment. Now let's move on and welcome from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, on the program. Ron, how are you?
Good morning, Scott.
So think of all the great things that are happening in North Dakota as a result of oil and gas production, everything from the price of gas at the pump these days to the amount of jobs created to, the economic prosperity that comes from it. And then the New York Times rolls in, not to tell any of those stories, but to write pretty much a hatchet piece on oil and gas production in North Dakota. This is not uncommon. This is, they've done a few bites of this apple, but nonetheless a little disappointing when it happens. What's your reaction to the stories?
Well, I think, that it is frustrating that they come out here and they basically provide zero balance to a story. We all know that the New York Times has a history of being anti-fossil fuel, and they don't want to talk about, every American saving a dollar or a dollar and a half on gasoline right now on every gallon that we put in our tank as a result of oil from shale led by the Bakken. They didn't ask us for an interview. They didn't visit with us. They didn't want any balance to this story. They went out regardless whether this is kind of a diatribe of stories that played out here over the last 3 or 4 years on all issues, whether or not they've proven to be meritorious or not. But it's very frustrating that they come out and they don't talk about any of the regulations that as the leaders in the world of developing oil from shale. I did a little review this morning, and I came up with over the past 4 years, the legislature and the Industrial Commission, this last interim year, they put in 46 new sections of regulations. 2 years ago, 23 new sections. These are sections of administrative rule that regulate oil and gas. The legislature put in many, many different bills. The Industrial Commission, in addition, has put in now what's the toughest rules on flaring, with the most severe penalty on that there can be is shutting in your production. They're set to do something that we think is an overreaction to in firm of what it means to safety in terms of crude by rail. We think that the value that you get for safety versus what they're trying to do. Micromanagement at the well site level isn't giving you the perceived value that they anticipate when our crude today is 4 times below the regulatory threshold to go on those rail cars. So understand you got to keep the train on the tracks. That's where the accidents occur. But it's very frustrating that they don't talk about how do we do on spills. We're going to spill things in North Dakota. The question is, how do we do cleaning up those spills? There's a huge difference between spilling on the well pad that's designed to contain and manage that spill versus spilling off the well pad. One, the Industrial Commission manages. The other one, the Health Department manages. But how do we do it at the end of the day? I think we've got a pretty good track record in North Dakota of taking care of those things. And the process that they use in North Dakota is a carrot and a stick, because the Industrial Commission controls every aspect of the oil and gas permit, the production, the selling of the oil. They can hold all those things over your head as a producer. So instead of assessing a monetary fine and just collecting it, they use all of these other things to ensure that the project, that the spill gets cleaned up properly. That's just the process that we've adopted in North Dakota through our history of getting resolutions and solutions versus, what they're talking about in this story. It's pretty frustrating that they put us in this light in terms of the rest of the world. They don't go out and talk to mayors or community leaders because what do they say about the Bakken, Scott? You're out there a lot. Yeah, we've got challenges, but we're learning from them every day. We're moving the ball down the field, and we are the learning curve for the world in terms of how to do this and how to do it right. And I don't think if you were to pick anywhere on the planet to put this, where would you put it? With people you thought would do it right at the end of the day and really set the path for the rest of the world going forward. So pretty tough story in the New York Times, but let's recognize they come out here for 6 months. They don't talk to the people on the ground who are trying to be part of the solution here. They just talk to people who have a story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think we need to recognize. There's no attempt at a full story being told here. This is almost sort of like slinking around the state, talking to, you know, known critics of the industry and writing a story that, you know, is of that same narrative. There are not a lot of new here. A lot of things that, you know, sort of every talking point against the industry that's been out there for some time, just all packaged in one place. And, you know, to take the amount of time they have when they go back to different events that they've been here for and not have the full picture here, pretty telling story what's going on. When we come back, Ron, I want to have you just talk a little bit about whether we ought to care. In other words, is there, it is what it is. You're going to have a news entity like the New York Times, not like the oil and gas industry. We get that. But what are the ramifications? Because you've seen this movie before. What happens as a result of it? I'm going to ask you that when we come back. Daryl in Minot has a question, too. Others welcome. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Chat with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Two pieces in the New York Times that are creating a bit of a buzz. I always struggle with whether to, sort of ignore these or go point by point through and respond to them because there's clearly an agenda at play, without question, of a very political bent to it. That should surprise no one. responding to it, you're sort of playing the game. On the other hand, an attack unanswered is an attack believed many times. Ron, I know you're quoted in the story, but obviously that's never to the extent that you like on these particular pieces. But, you know, what's the fallout from these things? When these things hit the New York Times, what kind of ramifications do they have?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm fairly concerned about this for a number of reasons. It sends this message across the country, you know, that oil from shale has got all of these horrible problems. And the reality, when you break down each one of those issues, well, I could go through there issue by issue. You know, they talk a lot about the big unit that was formed. That unit was formed solely at additional expense to the producer, to try and substantially limit the footprint in that Coral Creek unit, which is on the Lewis and Clark State Park, which is on private land. The mineral owners came in and wanted a certain number of wells drilled to ensure that they didn't have to share their mineral royalties with others who were going to be brought into that unit. They demanded, that was the complaint, they wanted a certain number of wells drilled, forced them to do that. But, you know, the one thing that I think that for everybody to understand North Dakota's regulatory structure, we have got the most unique regulatory structure in the state. In every other state, the oil and gas division is regulated by a board of conservation, which is appointed by a governor. So it would be like the board of higher ed. And for the New York Times to allege that we've got a somewhat questionable board ruling the oil and gas industry, it's three of our highest statewide elected officials. There's nobody more accountable to the people of North Dakota than the governor, the attorney general, and the commissioner of agriculture. The people of North Dakota elect them. The people of North Dakota have direct access to them. These aren't members who are appointed by a governor to oversee something. That's what happens in the other state. So along with that, of course, comes a political element. But no other state puts their highest elected officials in charge of the regulatory process that oversees the oil and gas industry, oversees the administration of the Bank of North Dakota, the state mill and elevator, the housing finance agency. So to put in question North Dakota's regulatory process, in which we've always been leaders in terms of developing smart, common sense-based solutions and rules and regulations that get the job done versus traditionally knee-jerk reactions, we're leading the curve in the terms of how the world is going to address the challenges that come with oil from shale because of the magnitude of the production and all of those things. But to say that we haven't had a tough regulatory regime in North Dakota, 46 sections of administrative code changed 2 years ago, 23 sections of administrative rule changed. The toughest flaring rules in the country. We're the only state in the nation to regulate gathering lines, which is a misnomer in that story. So I think that, I wish they would have at least provided a little backdrop in terms of where's North Dakota ranked. Go talk to the other states in the nation in terms of how their oil and gas regulated and who they look to for answers when they're going to change their regulations. They look at what North Dakota's doing.
Daryl and Minot, question for our guest Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering what the battle plan's going to be. This regime, after 6 years, everybody should have understood that that's the way they start. They start out with a couple articles, seem rather minor. They attack a few things and nothing happens. So they take a little more and a little more, and pretty soon you're fighting for your life. You're defending yourself against a bunch of lies, and I don't know how you're going to get the truth out because they own the newspapers. But you're going to have to come up with a battle plan, or you're going to be under real serious attack, and you're going to find it virtually impossible to defend any of it. You've got to go take it to them straight head to head. You've got to knock them right between the eyes, put them on the floor, and keep them there. Otherwise, you're going to lose what you've got. I was wondering what your battle plan is for that.
Well, Daryl, I think that this for them to focus this much time on and ink and space on this issue, it's a concern. And I think that
look at the EPA and the water rights. They're sitting there. They're going to start trying to take over every drop of water there is in the country. And they're going to eventually, nobody stood up and argued with it. It got started, and now you got a heck of a fight to get that stopped. You're going to have to get sit down with these public access people, and we're going to have to figure out how we're going to stop that. If you let them get a foot in the door, they're going to have the whole body in there.
Well, I think you're right. For them to be here that long and write this story and really seek no balance, to have no time with direct time with any of the Industrial Commission members, to have no direct time with me or anybody in my office or really allow industry to make comments is very concerning. And, you know, Scott, as I'm out talking with a lot of farm groups lately, and I think I'm on the agenda for two or three more groups, when we really look in North Dakota and we really assess what are the big threats in North Dakota, I think Daryl has hit it on the head. We've got to look at the concerns of EPA, the concerns of the Waters of the U.S. issue, the concerns that of these endangered species and the Sprague's pipit, the Dakota skipper butterfly. This impacts, substantially impacts the way people in the East Coast and in the Beltway think we ought to be managing our land in North Dakota. And I think we all agree that our big threats are probably in the direction where the New York Times audience is looking, and we need to band together to figure out how do we tackle this stuff, because we are the leaders in energy production, we're the leaders in agriculture production, and at the end of the day, they sure like to use our energy and our fuel and eat our food, but they think it should come from a perfect little scenario where no chemicals are used in the production of agriculture, and the land is always maintained its pristine effects, and at the same time, you know, our farmers are the great conservationists. The oil and gas industry has a wonderful record of cleaning up these spills. Judge us on how we do in cleaning this stuff up.
John and Grand Forks, we're on next. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I get so frustrated on this. To me, it's like a put-up or shut-up thing. I have this discussion with one of my daughters. You know, you're going to die because of fossil fuels, you know, and I want to just say, shut your gas off, shut your electricity off, park your car, put up that windmill and solar power and get going, you know. It's like they're trying to punish us to the point that it's so expensive that you think an alternative will work. They just, oh, I want, you know, that sets my hair on fire. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right, John, appreciate that. We'll let Ron respond on the other side of the break. But, you know, you paint a picture that should be painted when you listen to critics like that without question. What's the alternative? And to Ron's point, same thing. Want to eat? Want the benefit of the access, but don't want to pay the price. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Today by BNSF Railway. They never forget what keeps their rail cars rolling. The American farmer. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile following the harvest. That's why they are the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped them grow from the very beginning. Also brought to you by MyPillow.com. Told you earlier I'd give you a telephone number to get you the two-for-one deal on their original classic pillow. That's all about celebrating the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow designation as the MyPillow product. How about that? Now you get the two-for-one deal. That's a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott for that good deal. And you're also going to get a great night's sleep. It comes with a 10-year warranty that this pillow will not go flat, a 60-night money-back guarantee. By the way, it stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. You've got a patented interlocking fill that really is the secret behind this, so it adjusts to any sleep position. Machine washable, dryable, like a favorite pair of blue jeans, and it's non-allergenic, too. It is, what's not to love about MyPillow? MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. If you go to MyPillow.com, just remember to use that promo code Scott for the special two-for-one deal. Finishing our conversation with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here, if you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just picking up on where John from Grand Forks left off in the conversation he has in his family, in general, critics of the fossil fuel don't recognize the alternative to their opposition. Do you think that the those of us that support fossil fuel development, I think of Alex Epstein in this great book that he's written called The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, where he talks about the fact that we live better today in America than at any time ever on this planet, largely as a result of how we use fossil fuels. Do we do a good enough job to folks on the street, or for that matter, answering critics, do you think, Ron?
Well, Scott, when John was talking, that's exactly what I was thinking. Google the moral case for fossil fuels. Let's just all sit back and think about this for a minute. Where would we be today without coal? And the attack on coal that's going on in this country, and the concerning discussions with people like John's daughter who are being led down this road that coal is bad. What good's that cell phone in your hand without the electricity to charge it? What's the value of having lights when it gets dark at 5 or 5:30 tonight? I'm sitting in my office at 71 degrees, looking outside. The wind is blowing probably 25. I don't know what the temperature is. It's 10 or 12. What's the value to all of us of having coal for the electricity to heat our offices or our homes, or to get in our car and have the energy to get around and be a mobile society? What's it mean in terms of all of the commodities that come from Petrochemicals are essentially all of the fibers and all of the plastics and all of the things that we use in our daily lives. We are going to have to go on the offensive as a state, because what we're doing here and leading the world in energy production, and it doesn't matter whether it's renewable or whether it's wind or ethanol or coal or oil or gas, the same critics are after all of us. And understanding that great value in wind energy, and I'm a proponent, but let's get real. It's not gonna, it's, I want my house heated and lights on all of the time, not just 50% or whatever percentage of threshold we're at. And we're gonna have to take on this issue, and we're gonna have to stand up, be proud of what we do, because, this demonizing of the very fiber of whether it's food or whether it's fuel and how it's produced and how it's derived, is getting to be an issue. And the New York Times is just propagating that. And what will be next on their list? They've had coal on their list. They've got all fossil fuels on their list. They've got the processes we use to produce our agricultural products on the list. They've got, the livestock concerns from the PETA type of folks on their list. These people are all users and consumers. The state of New York doesn't even allow fracking, for goodness sakes. They've got a tremendous resource up there. They're still using, think about this. In New York State, they still use home heating fuel. They're delivering oil in trucks to put in your basements to heat your homes, as opposed to utilizing natural gas. And they're sitting on one of the largest natural gas resources in the world. So you're filling your basement with oil to heat your home. With a delivery truck. Come on, New York. Let's get in the game here.
No kidding. You know, one story that ought to be written nationwide is the fact that, the impact in a positive way to the consumer's pocketbook right now from the drop in the price of gas is pretty extraordinary. And obviously, one of the reasons that's happening is shale plays like the Bakken. Now, there's a story that impacts every single consumer, and I would argue one that... that is a lot more interesting than this crazy idea that we need more regulation in North Dakota or more EPA or whatever. But I know there's complications to the drop in the price of oil right now.
I think that's exactly right. I drove to Sioux Falls to give a speech last week, and I got there and I realized on the way there and the way back I used about 50 gallons of gasoline. I paid about $2.57 in Sioux Falls, whatever it was in Fargo, whatever. And I figured, I just saved somewhere between $65 and $80 on what normally I think, a gallon of gas is going to go for in that mid to upper $3. And I thought, if everybody in this room took out their calculators, figure how many gallons of gas I've burned myself in the last week and what that means in disposable income, which can drive, the world's economy, it's an unbelievable amount. We had the head of EIA at our meeting in September, he said oil would be at $150 today if it were not for the Bakken and the Eagle Ford. What's the derived value of that to us as a society? And New York Times doesn't want to mention any of that stuff. Yeah, we got challenges here. We're all full aware of them. Just, pick up the paper any day. But we're tackling them one by one. We're moving the ball down the field. But these detractors from the very things that make states like North Dakota and our country go are very concerning. And I'm with Daryl. We got to figure out how to punch back. And it's not an easy thing. I don't know. I don't know anybody that's really been successful with the New York Times, but we ought to get others across this country to stand up and recognize the value of what's going on in states like North Dakota and including our friends in Minnesota, by the way, at least the governor.
Yeah, even regionally, it's just a pretty, look at the situation with the, everything from frac sand bans to, pipeline, opposition and the rail car things going on. There's plenty of things in Minnesota that we could just start regionally, point by point, going through that. Back on oil prices for a minute. Obviously, the price at the pump is a great thing for consumers right now. On the other hand, the price of a barrel of oil has a lot of folks concerned about the slowdown. What's your take from the industry perspective on this as the potential impact as that price fluctuation is happening right now and the impact the investment and the level of activity in North Dakota. What will happen as a result?
Well, I certainly, I'm certainly concerned to some extent and watchful of what's going on when you look at where oil's at and you figure that we've got a pretty significant transportation discount right now because of our inability to move oil and get it in pipelines to various markets. We're probably talking North Dakota oil in the lower mid 60s is what you're getting today as a mineral owner or a producer, or what that means to the state revenue collection. So it's going to have an impact. Producers are buckling down the hatches and trying to figure out where to reduce costs. They're going to have, obviously, you're going to have less capital to operate on in the next year. You're going to see some scaling back. My biggest concern is, you know, industry will adjust. My biggest concern is that we don't want to send messages to these developers that are coming in and building those apartment buildings and building those retail establishments and those restaurants, 13 new restaurants in Williston last week. By the way, the new chamber president told me 13 new restaurants in Williston last year alone. So think about that. But those are investment dollars that are finally coming. We finally got the world convinced this is the real deal. Yeah, there's going to be some ebbs and flows of activity. We can't expect the oil price to stay at 90. You've got to try and continue to reduce those costs of the play, but that's where rules like the Industrial Commission's rule on the crude by rail and if you go too far without that added value back to safety, recognize that don't continue to add $1 or $2 of cost to every barrel of oil, because incrementally it all adds up, and those investment decisions have to be made. So you got to focus on the science and make sure that it's truly adding safety at the end of the day to the process, rather than just trying to react to things like the New York Times. And, you know, just one thing, Scott, in that New York Times article, I can't get off this because my email and phones are just lighting up today. But when you think again of who in North Dakota would you trust with the regulatory process, again, we can go back. It was Heidi Heitkamp, Sarah Vogel, Roger Johnson of the past, Ed Schaefer, John Hoven, Jack Dalrymple, Wayne Stengem, Doug Orring. Let's have another put a credibility lineup like that together and say, these are the people we've put in charge of regulating and doing it right in North Dakota. Do we trust them? I think the records stand for themselves. And, that's where the New York Times article missed the boat. We put our highest regarded public officials in charge of regulating the oil and gas. Everybody below them is responsible to them.
Want to get one more call in here for you?
No other state.
Go ahead and roll that call, Chris Ron, and we'll let him go here.
Yeah, great morning program again. Keep up the good work. Say, this New York Times article about North Dakota, all you can do is just laugh. Just laugh. And then after you enjoy that, just tell them, get down on their knees and thank God that it isn't worse for them in their own states. And they should go out and have a 30-ounce Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola while they're doing it. Thanks.
All right, Ron, quick response.
That's why the value of a show like this is every once in a while, everybody, including you and I, need a little reality check on, come on, people. Are you serious? You know, you come out here for 6 months and you do all of these stories and you're not credible enough to get to sit down with our state's elected officials. Or you can't sit down with the industry or the spokesperson for industry and at least get some type of responses. So it is what it is, Scott. Thank God I don't get the New York Times at my desk. So.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't want to pay for that, that's for sure. And I'd forgotten about their regulation of the size of the soft drinks. That tells you what the New York Times is looking for. Thanks, Ron. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll wrap up after this, folks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ed Monnett here. I sit back every day and listen to the program. I think about the best resource we have in North Dakota, the greatest asset we have, are the people that run the state and the citizens with their common sense approach to things, that we get things done where they should be, you know. That's what I see happening here in North Dakota. Have a good day. Good show.
It's a good point. Obviously, we have some adults running things, right? And we have people that support them again and again. And I think when you disagree with that, you don't like the people that are running things, and you don't like the people that are voting for them, your only release is this very dark view that the New York Times holds. And this is a political strategy. You have a party. And that's why, again, I go back to what I said after the election. The Democrats in North Dakota really need a reboot. And this is the old Democratic way. Industry bad. Business bad. Need more government. That's sort of their knee-jerk view. And that's what's going on here with this New York Times piece. Good reminder, Ed. Thank you. Here's another.
The problem with North Dakota and Montana is we still support Democrats, and we need to stop giving them ammo. We need to stop supporting the group that's attacking us in Washington. These people either need to switch parties or stand up for us when they're in Washington. If they want to represent the Democratic Party, represent the people in their state and their opinion. The problem with the Democratic senators in these states are they don't represent the people's thoughts. They side with the president most of the time if he's Democrat. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
All right. Lots of viewpoints in our final segment we want to get in here. Shirley in Bismarck, you go ahead. You're next at 800-228-0550. Hi, Shirley.
Hi there. I believe the basic problem here is rampant ignorance. If every single petroleum product disappeared off the streets of New York right now, they'd be running around buck naked. People don't realize that polyester, unless you're buying 100% wool, 100% silk, 100% cotton, 100% linen, you are walking around in a petroleum product. Everything polyester, everything man-made, everything run through a diffuser, that's a petroleum product. You know, 30 years ago we went through this with the first round of trophy-free kids who got the trophies for not showing up. And one of our friends had bumper stickers printed up that said, and he worked for the petroleum industry, for a very tight circle of people who didn't want to get beat up, was let the bastards freeze to death in the dark in front of their caves. Because every time any one of these people flips a light switch, there have been generations of people who worked really hard to make that possible. In New York, if the lights went out and they didn't have petroleum product, they'd be killing each other in the street in 2 days. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Good point, so Shirley. You know what else? You look at the percentage of growth in North Dakota, and, you know, in other words, take the city of Watford City, take the city of Williston, take Williams County, McKenzie County, and look at the percentage of growth and how those communities have weathered that and apply that same percentage of growth to New York City, there wouldn't be a garbage truck that would run. There wouldn't be a water system that would work, sewer system. Nothing would work. They couldn't pull this off. That's the story that would be in the New York Times. Look at the percentage of growth that's happening as a result of this industry and how it's been managed. Pretty darn well. Good point, Shirley. Appreciate the call. Here's some others that came in, too.
The problem is most of the state's Republican leaders are not Republicans. They're members of the Republican branch of the Democrat Party.
All right. Trying to assess what you're getting at. I guess that we have, go ahead and run this. By the way, another big story today that we haven't spent a lot of time on, but Chuck Hagel forced out as Secretary of Defense, that being announced today. Somebody wanted to weigh in on that. Go ahead and roll that.
They said Chuck Hagel is resigning, and I assume this is going to be the beginning of a lot of people jumping ship from the Obama administration. So I guess if Leon could direct a question to Ellen, are they rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, as they used to say with Bush? Just a thought. Thanks.
All right, one last one here.
Good morning, Scott. Your guest, Jim Casper, just mentioned the Constitution, and you're talking about Common Core. Okay, Common Core math, you know, two and two, well, maybe it's four. It depends. So then, in Common Core, what is the curriculum for teaching the Constitution that Casper just held up in front of you? I'd venture to say there is none.
All right. Another topic of ours today from the first hour, Common Core, with Jim Casper, a legislator that's introducing some legislation to undo North Dakota's participation in it. Thanks for all the calls today and comments. Busy one on the phones, and appreciate getting your take on the news of the day. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember, just a short time to take advantage of that two-for-one deal on the original Classic Pillow. 50% savings when you call 800-506-9028. You're going to love this, whether it's the Classic Pillow, the Body Pillow, the Travel Pillow, Triple Pillowcases, some great deals. Great deals. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. You're going to love it. Out of time, folks. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.